Well, I was raised in when the family built a home over in Manhattan Heights next to Memorial Park. The house had a full basement and two stories. The first floor had living room, a dining room, a big, what we call sunroom, which where we also had breakfast, but it was a sunroom with planters all around the windows on the inside with live plants inside.
How usually, I mean, like these houses are just divided by the other house, wall, but in other neighborhoods, how are the houses divided from one another physically?
They usually, depending on the area, it's almost a status thing. In the more expensive homes, you have more distance between the houses. That in part identifies the type of neighborhood it is, with the larger homes on it, with larger lots. It's more spacious. But when any developer comes in and takes a piece of raw land and lays out his scheme for developing that and building houses on it, he must declare a specified distance between houses. Probably more common than anything is a 10 or 15 foot distance between houses. With back and front yards, and the backyards in El Paso are pretty exclusively yard in, fenced in, rock walled in. We have our share of the two-story houses. You see large homes built up on the points of these hills where they have the broad expanse of the valley below. Those are very expensive lots. And you usually find larger homes on it, like Rim Road, when it was first built. That was a very exclusive place to live, looking down on the lights of the city of El Paso.
That's nice. Yep.
Still is. Some lovely places up there.
Could you give me a word picture of your house? Take me on sort of like a imaginary tour of your house.
This house?
Yeah.
Well, this house was designed with redesigned it and built it. It was designed with a master bedroom downstairs, and what would make it a little unique from other homes is that I have my own bathroom and my own closet area, which is totally separate from Joyce's.
How nice.
She has her own dressing area and her own tub. Her dressing counter, her toilet, everything is set up in a single unit over here, as is mine. Now, I don't have a tub, I have a shower. That's by preference. But we have that downstairs. That's in the rear of the home. We have what would be called a small library type room or a television room.